This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 399 for Thursday, May 19th. Ice canola futures continued to fall on Thursday morning, along with declines in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil. The July canola contract loses $10.20 at $1,141.90 per ton, and new crop November drops $12.70 at $1,056.40 per ton. Gains in Chicago soybeans and soy meal are trying to temper further losses. Meanwhile, global crude oil prices are lower, but recovering from larger losses. The divergent conditions spanning the prairies are adding to the uncertainty surrounding this year's crops. The drought-stricken areas of the region are receiving scattered showers. More rain over the thoroughly soaked areas of the prairies further delays spring planting's main effort. Saskatchewan will release its weekly crop report later today. China is removing canola import restrictions on Richardson and Viterra after 3 years. China imposed the ban on the two Canadian grain giants in March 2019 in what was believed to be in retaliation for Canadian authorities arresting Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou at the request of the United States. The Canadian dollar is higher on Thursday morning. The loonie is at 78.21 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 77.88. Russia says it will only allow grain exports out of Ukraine's ports if the international community rescinds the economic sanctions placed against it. Since February, Ukraine's ports have been either captured or blockaded by Russian forces. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issued its export sales report this morning. For the week ending May 12th, total old crop, new crop wheat sales are about 334,000 tons, the great majority of it being new crop. Combined corn sales exceed 1.02 million tons. Total export sales of soybeans are just over 902,000 tons. Those for soy meal register around 293,000 tons, with soy oil all of 500 tons. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Thursday morning. The July contract jumps 29 cents at $16.92 per bushel. July soy oil falls almost two-thirds of a cent at 79.9 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal gains $10.80 at $4.24.80 per short ton. Corn futures are higher this morning. The July contract is up 6.5 cents at $7.88 per bushel. Chicago oats are down, with the July contract falling 12 cents at $6.30. The U.S. wheat complex is retreating as Chicago July foregoes 15 cents at 12.16. Kansas City July drops 16.5 cents at 13.08. And Minneapolis July gives up 11 cents at 13.41.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, May 19th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.